This is the Way of the Wise Art, being given by John Rawson in Victoria, Australia, Module 0, Before the Beginning. Welcome to the Way of the Wise Art. During the next 11 modules, we shall share a journey. In some ways, this is the most exciting journey that a human being can make. It is not a journey that takes us to an exotic, romantic, or spectacular geographical location in the outer world. This journey will certainly take us to exotic, romantic, and sometimes spectacular places. But these will be places within our own psyche, for our journey is the most significant and important journey that we can undertake in this life. It is the journey to discover our own individuality. Sometimes this journey is called a spiritual journey, but even this description begins to put limits and filters upon something that should be unlimited and unfiltered. In the end, it is simply the journey to find out who we are in the most real and central sense. As with all travelling, the nature of the journey, the landscape, and even the goal will only be revealed by treading the path. The journey, which we have named the Way of the Wise Art, has been trodden by many before us, both in the East and in the West. If we turn our eyes to the East for a moment, then it may appear that these traditions are very well defined with clear directives, teachings, and techniques. Especially, journeys in Eastern spirituality have been characterized by the direction of a teacher or guru. Eastern schools of spirituality can also point to a clear lineage of teachers and teachings. For historical reasons, Western spirituality seems to have been dominated by monolithic spiritual movements such as the Christian Church and the great religions of Islam and Judaism. The Way of the Wise Art, on the other hand, belongs to a different stream of spirituality. This stream, forced underground by persecution from the dominant religions, maintained a lineage back to very ancient times. The connection was passed down from teacher to student, usually in secret. The only way to gain access to the wisdom of this stream of spirituality was to receive it directly from a teacher trained in this tradition. The 11 modules in this course are based upon the teachings received from such an individual. This person was known in the 20th century as the Reverend Mario Schoonmaker. He himself received the teachings from a school in Germany and transmitted them to a number of students during his lifetime. The Way of the Wise Art connects us with a tradition and lineage that we shall call the Western spiritual tradition, or sometimes the Western mystery tradition. Let us commence the Way of the Wise Art. I imagine you sitting comfortably in your special space. Flowers are an important part of this space, for they bring in a different energy to the energy of daily life. Candles, likewise, are significant. Apart from anything else, a lit candle symbolizes your intention to seek the light within. You should have open before you the Book of the Wise Art. Since this is our first session together, let us spend a little time becoming familiar with the book. If you open the book to the first two pages, you will see that one side is composed of five images, a central image surrounded by four subsidiary pictures. The page opposite contains a small verse. The verse and images will be the directors for our session. The verse for our first session is particularly important, for it contains within it the seeds of all our future journeying. Man, therefore seek not God to scan. The proper study of mankind is man. The wizard seeks to study man, but what is odd, through viewing man, arrives at knowing God. If the first two lines seem familiar, it is because they come from a poem by Alexander Pope, an essay on man. Our journey, then, is not to find God. God, after all, is already here, and what is more important, has already found us. Rather, we shall seek to discover what it is that makes us truly human. We do this by relating to our fellow human beings in every way. The word relating is important. We are relating, not judging, observing, or commentating on those around us. The way we study humankind will be revealed shortly. By practicing the way of the wise art, we, of course, become wise artists. The wise artist, or wizard, or wizard, is then the person who lives life from the wisdom level. Such a person is firstly engaged in the world. They study man. Secondly, through living constantly from this level, they arrive at a constant communication with the divine. By eyeing each external action as it comes to pass, confronts himself, the world's his looking glass. The next two lines are also quoted from another poem, this time, As a Man Thinketh by James Allen. This little book, if you can find it, is well worth absorbing in its entirety. In these two lines, we have a summation of the Western spiritual tradition. It takes most of us a lifetime to understand and apply the actions of this simple phrase, to make a beginning. Let us turn to the central image of this module. It is a mirror, a looking glass, to use James Allen's term. We all know what we see in a mirror. An image of ourself. A mirror reveals to us the reality of our outward appearance. It is a huge insight of the Western tradition that the outer world acts for each of us as a mirror also. What our actions reveal when reflected in the mirror of the world is the reality of our inward life. In the weeks to come, we shall learn to consciously live this insight. This insight is the royal road to self-transformation. One day, living in this consciousness will achieve more than 10 years of psychoanalysis. It is, however, a very difficult road to take. To learn more about the mirror, consider its shape for a moment. The central mirror is an oval mirror. It forms the number zero. Zero means empty. Each step of the way of the wise art represents one of the primal forces of the psyche. One of the earliest teachers of the Western spiritual tradition, Pythagoras, taught that the universe is built out of numbers. If we turn our attention for a moment from the external cosmos to the internal universe, then Pythagoras is saying that our psyche, in both conscious and unconscious aspects, is created from 10 forces that we externalize as numbers. We place the number zero as the precursor of all other numbers. This means that before we begin our journey, we have to come to grips with emptying ourselves. The four images that surround the central image are variations on the central theme. In each of them, zero appears in some form. Look at the image placed at the bottom right-hand corner of the page. This is an image from the tarot. The tarot, the Kabbalah, and alchemy are three expressions of the Western tradition. Images from these expressions make their appearance throughout the Book of the Wise Art. The tarot image in the bottom right-hand corner of the page is called the Fool. It is the zero card of the tarot. The Fool carries a burden, a small bag. This bag was originally circular in shape, and you can see this in the opposite image, also an image of the Fool, but from several centuries earlier. These two images represent opposite energies. The older image shows the Fool turning around to focus on his baggage. He is so focused on what he is carrying that he cannot see where he is going. Let us think about this for a moment. Each of us is carrying our own baggage. This may derive from difficult, traumatic experiences earlier in life. It will manifest as thought patterns and images within our consciousness that become triggered by events within life. When this happens, we are taken over for a while by our baggage. I recently experienced a good friend completely taken over by baggage of this sort. We will call him Albert. Albert is normally an amiable and good-natured person. On this occasion, his wife asked him to make a sudden decision about money. Within seconds, the laid-back persona disappeared. In its place, an angry man ranted about the unfairness of having to choose between feeling resentful towards his wife, if he went in the direction she requested, or having to feel that everyone saw him as a selfish, tight-fisted person for resisting. By the next day, he had decided that the only course left to him was to sell the home and divorce the wife. It was only after someone pointed out to him that, first of all, nobody died, and neither did he nor his wife have a terminal condition, that the absurdity of the reaction registered. Probably we can all relate to something in this story. Another way of looking at this is to compare memory to a huge library of old videotapes. There are some tapes that we tend to take out frequently and run over and over again. There is a lot to be said for burning the old tapes, or at least erasing them so that new experiences can be written upon consciousness. In the same way, we need to have times when we empty out the old baggage and discard what is unnecessary for our journey. The significance of the first image of the Fool, the one on the right-hand side, is precisely this. Here is a person who has emptied out all unnecessary thought patterns and memory habits that would prevent the journey. The person may still be a fool in the sense that they are yet to learn wisdom, but attention to the processes of life will teach wisdom. The fool in this picture is about to step over the side of a cliff. In this experience, he will learn one of two things. Either that jumping off cliffs is very painful, or just possibly he may discover that he can fly. Now turn your attention to the picture in the top right-hand corner. We observe a man seemingly about to cleave an egg with a sharp sword. This image is from the tradition of alchemy. Once again, the oval egg represents the zero. It is a zero that is bursting with potential, for as well as baggage, we carry within ourselves the potential for growth and greatness. Most of us do prefer being eggs. An egg is safe, secure, and doesn't have to experience a painful world. There is a part of us, however, symbolized by the man wielding the sword, that is not content with security. It wants to break open the egg and discover our own greatness. The final picture is the perfect circle in the top left-hand corner of the page. Since very early times, the circle has been the symbol of perfection and hence the symbol of the divine. Its position here reminds us that within each of us is the divine. It only awaits the summons to burst forth from its resting place and transform our lives. This summons or process is the way of the wise art. Now we come to the final couplet of the poem. Unseen he passes, footsteps lightly trod, for no one sees the wise art, seeing God. We can practice throwing out old baggage, erasing old tapes, but we may still fall victim to the most subtle baggage of all, and that is spiritual baggage. Spiritual traditions have an incredibly dangerous attribute, knowledge. The danger of knowledge is that once we think we have an answer, we cease to strive, to reflect, and to remember that the world is our looking glass, not books, not metaphysical understandings, nor spiritual guides or psychic phenomena, but the world. Spiritual opinions and answers are the robes of the ego, and those who insist on adopting this particular garb will certainly become highly visible. The purpose of the ego, after all, is to achieve status and prominence in the eyes of others. The way of the wise art is a journey of becoming empty. This emptiness gives the ego no place to find a foothold, and so it ceases to direct the life. Such an individual treads lightly in the world, attracting no attention and needing none. By living in emptiness, we discover, paradoxically, fullness. An old adage proclaims, nature abhors a vacuum. As we empty ourselves of the old thought patterns, concepts, answers, knowledge, and structures, we discover there the presence and fullness of God. The wise art then is truly the individual whose vision is filled with the divine. As the music returns, make sure that you are sitting comfortably. You may sit in a chair, or if you prefer, lie on the floor. Close your eyes and become aware for a moment that a spiritual being is present. You. Imagine yourself surrounded by a grey cloud. This cloud, like a thunderstorm, is flecked with patches of black and flashes of red. There may be other colours standing forth in your imagination. Dark blues signify depression, cloudy greens deception, dull yellows mean a lack of clarity in thinking. Now, as the music begins, Imagine that you are standing beneath a stream of pure, clear water. Gradually, all the dull, cloudy colours dissolve. The grey cloud itself evaporates, leaving you clad in a brilliant light. As the music fades away, remain in this light for a little while. When you are ready, open your eyes and feel rested and at peace.